Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. No one knows what causes schizophrenia. It's a devastating mental disorder that affects more than 3 million Americans. And while most people with schizophrenia can be treated, many don't respond to medications. New research may find ways to help them. In this week's Explore Radio, we look at how genetic research is providing clues to the unsolved mysteries of schizophrenia. It all started during Brittany's sophomore year in college. She began to believe people were after her.
Men in suits, specifically, they were faceless. And there were many times I would see a faceless man in a suit, and I thought they were following me.
She shows me a sketch of other pursuers, formless people enveloped in smoke.
It was just a cloud of smoke around these people. But what you could see is their eyes, and they were always black, and they were always just piercing.
Months went by as Brittany, who asked that I don't use her last name, her life descended into a nightmare before she eventually sought help. And now with medication,
I can thankfully say that now I'm doing much better.
Brittany is typical in that, like most people with schizophrenia, it hit her in her late teens.
During that transition, many things happened.
Dr. Eric Messimore runs the Schizophrenia Treatment Center at NeoMed. He says that's the time when the stress of adulthood kicks in, hormones alter brain chemistry, and our brain undergoes a period of intense rewiring.
In adolescence and early adulthood, we have waves of a process called pruning.
New brain circuits form and others recede, and Messimore says inherent schizophrenic pathways can be revealed.
We call that the neurodevelopmental hypothesis.
Still, Messimore says our explanations for schizophrenia remain vague. Its mysteries only deepened by bizarre clues, beginning with our skin. Okay, say you take too much vitamin B3 or niacin, you get a rash. Oh, it's okay, it'll go away. This happens to everybody except people with schizophrenia. They don't get a rash, and no one knows why. Messimore has a theory. He says it has something to do with the way our body signals inflammation, both in the skin and in the brain. And this leads to another mystery. People with schizophrenia don't get arthritis.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle, if you like.
Dr. Vishwajit Nimgankar heads a team of researchers at the University of Pittsburgh that's looking at the genetic underpinnings of schizophrenia. He's found that many of the same genes that cause rheumatoid arthritis are involved in schizophrenia, but in a different way. Instead of the joints, he says they're causing inflammation in the brain.
What we are arguing is that there might be immune-related abnormalities in the brains in people with schizophrenia.
His colleague, Madhavi Ganapathiraju, is screening FDA-approved drugs that might be used to treat the disease. And some of the most promising are similar to common anti-inflammatory medications.
Imagine something as simple as ibuprofen, like Motrin, taking that and treating schizophrenia.
She's excited by the insights that advanced genetic analyses are providing.
You know, we are at the cusp of major breakthroughs.
Meanwhile, a group at MIT has identified a gene that mediates the neural pruning that NeoMed's Eric Messimore mentioned. Messimore says all of the research points to one conclusion.
Schizophrenia is not a single disease with a single cause.
While mostly genetic, he says environmental risk factors can trigger the onset of symptoms. Stress, certain infections, and a plant that's gaining popularity as a medicine, marijuana. Messimore believes society is drastically underestimating the risks young people face from cannabis use.
During adolescence, the brain is wiring itself. It's doing massive amounts of reorganization. And here you are putting in this potently brain-active chemical that can interact in who knows how many ways.
But marijuana was not a factor in Brittany's schizophrenia. She doesn't know what caused it. She's working with Dr. Messimore and his team at NeoMed to help others like her.
My goal is to help other people recover and have them realize that recovery is possible.
Psychiatry is in some ways medicine's final frontier, but new research tools and treatment practices are slowly pulling back the curtain on schizophrenia and adding new ways to heal its dramatic break with reality. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.